And these days, the sound of a gasoline pump is the sound of money being sucked from your wallet. The price of a gallon of unleaded, on average, nationwide, is now $3.77. And experts say the price of gas will continue to go up from now right through to Memorial Day. NPR's Ted Robbins paid a visit to one gasoline station to track down where all that money is going.
Santee Huckabee is filling his truck and a bunch of five-gallon containers at A&M Shell, a station on Speedway Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. He says he spends $500 a week on gas.
I've got three dump trucks and a tractor, and we do hauling and removal service.
He knows someone's making a lot of money, and he suspects it's the station owners.
So it's $3.50 a gallon for regular. How much of that do you think they get?
Probably $1.50, $1.75.
It's actually as little as 3 cents a gallon, according to the Petroleum Marketers Association. Compare that to $2.50 a gallon that goes to crude oil producers. Arnold Mendez and his family own this station.
We see Exxon and Mobil, what they report, the profit they are reporting. I think that it's very clear that they are the one making the money.
Mendez actually makes about 16 cents a gallon, much better than average. But he is getting squeezed on the other end, because most customers pay with credit cards. After all, stations put in pay-at-the-pump devices to encourage it. And credit card companies charge the station to process the payment. Arnold Mendez, Jr.
The credit card fees are approximately 2% of the dollar amount, okay? So per gallon, we're spending about 7 cents on regular unleaded. 7 cents of that gallon goes to pay credit card fees. So we are left then with 9 cents per gallon.
Let's go over that equation again. The station's income is 16 cents per gallon. That's fixed, give or take a cent or two. The credit card fee is a percentage of the dollar amount. In other words, as the price of gas goes up, the station doesn't make more money on gas, but it pays more to process credit card transactions.
So if it weren't for the back shop, we wouldn't be in existence.
By back shop, you mean mechanic?
Mechanical repairs, yes.
Arnold Mendez Sr. pulls a nail from a flat tire and patches the hole. He opened this station in 1965, shortly after leaving Cuba. He survived the oil crisis of the 1970s, and he learned he couldn't make it just selling gas. Most station owners make their profit running convenience stores.
They sell Twinkie, beer, and cigarette and all that, which I refuse to do.
That's because he's an old school guy. He's even paid off his mortgage. Good thing, because every time the tanker truck pulls in to fill the station's tanks, at least twice a week, it costs around $30,000. And the Mendezes say Shell takes that money directly from their bank account every 10 days. A&M Shell expects to be okay because it has little debt. But Arnold Mendez Jr. expects to see stations with cash flow problems go under.
Those that are overextended with credit and have to service that debt in a time where you're seeing reduced margins, those will be the fellows that will run into trouble.
Unless they can sell enough Twinkies, beer, and cigarettes to make up for it. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.